This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when a lot of Democrats who may have been completely turned off and uninterested and basically walking all the way past John Fund's new book. His new book is called Broken Elections, How the Left Changed the Way You Vote. A lot of people on the left will probably look at that book with new eyes after the sweeping defeats for people on the left in elections across the country yesterday. They may think, broken elections, how the left changed the way you vote. Well, let's figure out a way we can change the way people vote. That's not what John has in mind. He has in mind that issue of election integrity that he has been writing about and basically a thought leader on for many, many years. His new book is just out yesterday on Election Day. And John, let me, if I can, John Fund, of course, senior contributor to National Review. He has written for many years for The Wall Street Journal and other leading conservative publications. John, let me ask you about an immediate report that I'm sure you've heard that just came down about the election in New Jersey, where they say that they had counted a double count in Hudson County. So they counted a total of some 14,000 votes twice. And in an election this close, I believe the gap now is less than 14,000 between the incumbent Governor Murphy and the challenger Jack Cittarelli, the Republican. Do you know anything about this?
No, but it doesn't surprise me in the least. I live in Hudson County, New Jersey, Michael. I know Hudson County, New Jersey.
So your votes should count twice, is that?
I think my vote is thrown out of the rinse. Let's just put it this way. Hudson County was the home of Mayor Frank Haig, who added a nickname to his name in the 30s and 40s when he ran the machine in Jersey City. He was known as Frank I Am the Law Haig because whatever he wanted was the law in Jersey City. And it was probably the most notorious center of vote fraud in America at the time. And it hasn't gone down much in stature since. I have to tell you, New Jersey reacted to COVID the way that anybody who wanted a chaotic system, where that there could be a lot of play in the joints, and nobody could quite figure out what was going on, and it was a lot of mumbo-jumbo and votes appearing and disappearing. They did exactly what they needed to do after COVID. They used COVID as an excuse for unelected bureaucrats and the governor to create a new mail-in system, mail-in vote system. They mailed a ballot to every single registered voter, even though in state after state, 15% to 20% of registered voters don't exist. They've moved out of state. They've died. They have an address at an empty lot, whatever. And they codified that. They put that into law this year again for this election. And the result? A complete meltdown. I mean, MSNBC, Steve Kornacki at MSNBC was complaining about what a mess New Jersey's election was last night. MSNBC!
Okay, and this was at a time when it still looked like Cittarelli was winning. What does it look like for you now? Is this going to be another disputed election that we have to deal with?
Well, in 1981, there was a very close New Jersey election between a guy named Jim Florio and a guy named Tom Kane. And it went to a recount, and it lasted 27 days. It was the biggest local version of the Bush v. Gore race that we had up until Bush v. Gore, and I think we're heading in that same direction.
Wow.
Recount.
And, but that Tom Kane, didn't Tom Kane win that
yes.
Recount?
And he served two terms as governor. He won by about 1,700 votes.
Right. And then again, when you look at some other, of course, living in the state of Washington, I remember our election of 2004, which is, it ended up being settled in a state of almost 9 million people. That was settled by 123 votes on the 4-3 count.
Michael, in that election in King County, or as it was known then, Kiev County, that election in King County was run by a guy named Dean Logan.
Sure.
The perfect
example. He found the ballots in his couch.
Well, he found new uncounted ballots 17 times during that process. And as one of the former election workers in that office told me, between being viewed as an idiot and being viewed as corrupt, Logan will always pick the former. And I have to tell you, he finally did discover his Peter principle. He's now the Register of Voters for Los Angeles County, which has 10 million people, and constantly has problems. He's known as the bureaucrat to disaster.
Well, I guess the advantage would be that they tend not to have elections as close as our election in 2004, where Governor Gregoire beat Senator Dino Rossi. So if he's in Los Angeles, where it's basically been or become something of run party rule.
Remember, Michael, you know, there's hundreds of school board races, there's hundreds of local races, mayor's races, everything else, and a lot of those local races have more day-to-day impact on people's lives than, let's say, voting for Congress or voting for governor. So it matters no matter where you live, because we have a federalist system, as you know, and a lot of these very tight races can go down ballot. And, you know, you've had state legislative races and other races in Washington decided by a handful of votes. So one vote really does make a difference if there's an incompetent bureaucrat in charge of not counting it or counting it.
With Phil Murphy as the incumbent governor, do you think it is likely that we'll have the Democrats recount this until they win?
Well, the recounts are done at the county level. Some counties are controlled by Republicans. Some counties are controlled by Democrats. There will be judges that people can appeal to if they feel that the rulings are going against them or there's some unfairness. I would tell you that you know, the motto of the Democratic recount king, Mark Elias, he's the guy who was the lawyer who worked for Gregoire in that race in Washington, D.C., and has, you know, helped Al Franken win a recount in Minnesota as well. His motto is, about a recount, you count, you count, you count, you count until you're ahead, and then you stop counting.
Right. So what do we do about this, and does this need to be fixed on the federal, state, or local level?
Well, the Democrats want to literally destroy all local control of elections through their takeover politics bill. The John Lewis bill, they call it, is up for a vote in the Senate. It will fail again for the fourth time, I believe, today. So we don't want a national approach. We don't want one size fits all. We don't want to override the 50 states. A lot of states have improved their election law dramatically, Arizona, Texas, Georgia, others. Others are mired in, shall we say, 19th century practices at best, and, you know, fraudulent activity at worst. And, you know, local officials will probably have to do something about that. There is a federal law that I do support, which is in exchange for postcard registration nationwide, where you can register by just filling out a postcard, the states have an obligation to clean up their voter registration rolls. Under Barack Obama and under Biden, they haven't enforced that. So that's why we have this incredible glut of voter registrations that aren't valid. And if you mail to all of those registrations, you mail them ballots, they get all kinds of problems, like ballots piling up at apartment building lobbies. Anybody can pick them up and mail them in.
This all is very disturbing. It's very troubling. Puts a little bit of a shadow on some of, I think, the glee and joy that conservatives can feel about the elections around the country. John Fund's new book, Our Broken Elections, How the Left Changed the Way You Vote, released yesterday. I look forward to reading it. We'll post information about it at our website at michaelmedved.com. Coming up, we'll be talking about the future of the Republican Party after yesterday's results. Coming up on the Medved Show. We'll be right back. Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Michael Medved show, responding to the election results yesterday, right after making an announcement about the forthcoming vaccinations for children, 5 to 11, not a required vaccination, but a recommended one. Here is the President of the United States, who just took the microphone.
We're going to, that I'm running on, but we'll run on, and I think we'll do fine. This ought to be good.
I think so, too. About the way forward, Mr. President, As you were leaving for your overseas trip, there were reports that were surfacing that your administration is planning to pay illegal immigrants who are separated from their families at the border up to $450,000 each, possibly $1 million per family. Do you think that that might incentivize more people to come over illegally?
If you guys keep sending that garbage out, yeah, but it's not true.
So this is a garbage report?
Yeah.
Okay.
So $450,000 per person. Is that what you're saying?
That was separated from a family member at the border under the last administration.
That's not going
to
happen.
Okay, and then just a follow-up, because you mentioned Trump a couple times. When you went to try to help Terry McAuliffe a couple weeks ago before you left, you mentioned Trump 24 times. Do you still think that voters really want to hear you talking about Trump more than the issues affecting them every day?
Well, the reason I mentioned Trump, if I didn't count the times, is because the issues he supports are affecting their lives every day and their negative impact on their lives. My views. Thank you all very much.
That was President Biden speaking, at least in answering Peter Ducey's question. It's a question that we had posed on this very radio show. It's an alarming report. The president just says flat out it's not true and it won't happen, which is good. Good news. Because obviously what Peter Ducey asked about is the problem with compensating people who are separated from their families at the border so lavishly to the extent of $450,000 per family, and with a lot of these families being very impoverished, of course that would incentivize millions of new people to try to enter this country illegally. Let me go back to one of these patterns that I think you see with Democrats trying to explain the victory in Virginia, the very close race in New Jersey, defeat of to India Walton, who was the Democratic nominee for mayor of Buffalo. That all of these people suffered, not because people rejected their leftist ideas, but because they were motivated by racism, that the Republican successes all across the country were motivated by race and exploitation and intolerance and bigotry. And, for instance, Joy Reid, we played a little snippet before, but let's go to clip 14, where she claims that she could see evidence in the exit polls that this vote was in its very nature racist. Listen.
That the coronavirus, or that the virus, it was a very
as low
was not
salience.
Important to many
yes,
voters.
Which
there.
Was
it was education,
right.
Which is code for white parents don't like the idea of teaching right. about race. And I mean, unfortunately, race is just the most palpable tool in the toolkit. It used to be of the Democratic Party back right. in the day when there were Dixiecrats, and now of the Republican Party. It just is powerful.
Okay, how is the Republican Party making use of race when it actually is defending the ability of parents to influence their own child's education? It was Terry McAuliffe, the defeated Democrat, who stepped into this disaster by saying, I don't think parents should have the right to talk about their kids' education. They shouldn't get any right to determine what their kids are taught. And that brings up the question, who do the teachers and the school districts and the administrators and the whole crowd work for? Who pays the salary? It's the people who are paying for this, quote, free public education, which is a major tax burden for everybody, and it's a burden worth paying if it delivers results. And the problem is that by emphasizing controversial material, and this was when McAuliffe initially mentioned this, they talked about him having vetoed a, quote, a bill to ban The Beloved, the famous Pulitzer Prize winning novel, the author Toni Morrison later won the Nobel Prize, that there was a bill supposedly to ban that book. Do you know that's not true? That's just a flat-out Democratic lie. There was never any bill to ban The Beloved. What there was a general bill, because there was one parent in Virginia, Northern Virginia, and yes, it was a white parent, who thought that this particular novel, and she read it. It was assigned to her son in his senior AP English class, and he was shocked, and she was shocked when she read it about some of the graphic sexuality, about rape, and very specific anatomically detailed descriptions of abusive sexuality and gang rape and a number of other things, and the whole book basically being about a woman who had escaped from slavery and then was about to be dragged back into slavery because of the fugitive slave laws that existed in the 1850s, and she starts trying to kill her own kids and succeeds in killing her two-year-old. And it's based on a true story from the pre-Civil War era. Okay, the fact is, no one called for that book to be banned. The woman called for, and the bill that was passed by the legislature that McAuliffe vetoed was not banning anything. What it was doing was saying that if a student is assigned something and it has graphic sexuality in it, very detailed and explicit sexuality, kind of thing that we couldn't do on this show, when it has that in a book in school, that the teacher be notified, the teacher notify the parent, and the parent have the option to select something else. Or to have the teacher select something else and replace the material with graphic sexual content. He vetoed that bill. The Beloved was never banned. It was never an attempt to ban The Beloved. And by the way, I would not support banning Beloved from schools because you're talking about a work of literature, not a work of pornography or exploitation. But I also wouldn't call for banning Huckleberry Finn, for goodness sake. Because it dramatizes some of the racist stereotypes and some of the racist language from a humane and pro-freedom point of view, and is one of the deathless classics of American literature. Coming up, there's so much going on in so many parts of the country, and one of the parts of the country where Republicans should feel very encouraged by victories yesterday and by results of a Seattle City election that are remarkable. We're going to be talking about that with former Attorney General of the State of Washington, former Republican candidate for governor, Rob McKenna, who will be joining us moments from now on the Michael Medved Show.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The U.S. economy added far more private sector jobs last month than analysts expected. The ADP private payrolls report shows 571,000 new jobs were created in October, well above the experts' estimate of 370,000. Virginia will have a new Republican governor after a tight race on Election Day. Glenn Youngkin defeating former Governor Terry McAuliffe in a race seen as a possible bellwether for the 2022 midterm elections. Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine says McAuliffe could have had two big things to sell on the campaign trail, but he didn't.
If we had been able to deliver infrastructure reconciliation in mid-October, he could have sold universal pre-K, affordable child care, infrastructure, and you know what? We're going to get both of these bills.
USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Michael Medved show. There's a very close election going on in New Jersey right now for governor of New Jersey. It is not yet settled. We will let you know when there is any breaking news on that, but it's possible it'll be weeks and weeks. Somebody who has his own experience with very close elections was our almost governor, and I was proud to work in his campaign. Rob McKenna was a 2-term attorney general, won decisively for attorney general, ran against our current governor, Jay Inslee, and Rob, does watching the returns in this particular election bring you back to pleasant memories, frustrating memories, heartbreaking memories? How would you characterize them?
That's a great question, Michael. I think, you know, I always tend to accentuate the positive, and it reminds me of years like 2010 or 1994 or other years where, you know, the pendulum swings back in our direction. And of course, those times it goes the opposite way. I can remember some pretty dreary election nights, too. But mainly what last night's results remind me of is how vitally important it is, you know, to choose, you know, how vitally important a key factor is, which is whether you run in a presidential year or you run in an off year. Right? So I had to run in a presidential year, and if it had been otherwise, I probably would have won.
Because you were running way ahead of the ticket. I mean, that's one of the difficulties, of course, in Washington,
right,
is we're permanently locked into our governor's races take place at the same time that the presidential race upstages everything. At this point, and it's interesting, on neither side, either positive or negative, can you say that this election was about Trump, can you?
I don't think it was. I mean, that's the key takeaway from Virginia and from New Jersey, in my opinion, is that, as usual, all politics is local. It was about local education in Virginia. For example, it was about taxes in New Jersey, also about taxes in Virginia. But people are moving on from the Trump years already, the voters, I mean. And Glenn Youngkin ran a brilliant campaign, so did Chatterley in New Jersey, to be this close. So I think you're onto something there. I think this is proof that people are focused on the bread and butter issues that usually decide elections, not focused on our last president.
And which is not to say that Trump supporters and Trump voters didn't come out and give strong support to Glenn Youngkin. One of the exit polls, they asked Youngkin voters about their approval or disapproval to President Trump, and over 90% of them had people who voted for Youngkin had a positive opinion of Trump. What should the Republicans, the new governor of Virginia, and the new control of the state legislature, which apparently Republicans have won, what should they emphasize to try to build on this victory?
Education, I think, is key. People care deeply about quality public education and about having control over it as parents, number one. Number two, taxes. Number three, the economy. People are worried about the economy, and rightly so. Things are not great right now. I just came from a lunch, and we were talking to the restaurant owner. Things are really tough for small business right now, and it's affecting a lot of it.
And what about here in the state of Washington, where we both live? What's the best way for the Republican Party to build on some of the success of moderates like Bruce Harrell, the new mayor apparently of Seattle? Certainly was more moderate than the kind of Democrat we've had in Seattle City for a while, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely. It's all about where the political center is in any given jurisdiction, and he's definitely a centrist by Seattle standards. I think that in Seattle and Washington State, people are very concerned about public safety and about homelessness. There's no question those are the two leading issues in Seattle, where I now live. And that people like Mayor-elect Harrell are going to have to really focus on that. We need solutions. What's been happening the last couple of years is clearly not working for families and neighborhoods. So that's where I would put my focus here. I think statewide, it's the economy, and it's also public safety to an extent, but it's mainly the economy impact.
What do you say to the Democratic push about raise taxes on the wealthy? Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. Do we do enough of that in the state of Washington?
I think that voters are not fooled by that. They know that whatever new tax is proposed will reach them eventually, and probably sooner than later. Look at the advisory vote on the three tax measures, on three different state tax measures that were on the ballot that we all just had. It's just an advisory vote, but there were three different tax measures people got to weigh in on. 67% of voters statewide voted to, on an advisory basis, to repeal the new capital gains tax. I think that's sending a pretty strong signal.
67% can send a very strong signal. Any things that that basically Republicans should avoid if they're going to build up on some future success? The one thing that occurs to me is, how about a little bit less intramural warfare?
Good advice, Michael. Absolutely. We also need to work even harder to be inclusive. I was really heartened to see the new attorney general in Virginia, who's Latino, to win his election, and then the new lieutenant governor of Virginia is African-American and a woman. We have to be more inclusive, and we need to
work against instincts that are anti-immigrant and anti-people of color, because it's an absolute recipe for the political wilderness. And it's just, it's wrong more than that.
By the way, that new lieutenant governor of Virginia, will play a little bit of her victory speech last night. She's not only black, she's not only female, she's also an immigrant. She was born in Jamaica, and she talks about herself as an example of the American dream. And again, obviously somebody was playing this very cleverly and very properly and in an inspiring way for the Republican Party in Virginia. In terms of our state, should we, what would she be looking for as the next step in a Republican revival for the state of Washington?
I think we need to recruit more candidates everywhere, especially younger people, young business people, young professionals. And I want to see a lot of diversity in that recruiting. The conservatives come in all colors and of all backgrounds, but they need to feel welcome and included. And we need to do that. We need to do that. Need to do that more nationally. Same thing. I'm going to be attending an event with Governor Nikki Haley next week. I'm sure this is in Seattle. I'm sure this is a topic that will come up. I think that's absolutely key. Let's find the common ground and work together to provide balance in this state. And that starts with restoring the majority coalition caucus in Olympia so there's some checks and balances down there.
Wouldn't that be a wonderful development? Rob McKenna, always appreciate your voice and appreciate your efforts for our party and for our state, and continued best success for you. When we come back, I want to go back and play for you some of what Winsome Sears, the lieutenant governor-elect of Virginia, has to say. And what's remarkable about this is the Republicans also won not only the governorship, not only the lieutenant governor, but they won the attorney general's race. And it was against that guy Mark Herring. You may remember him. He was running for a third term. He was an incumbent. And he lost to a young, dynamic Cuban-American, Jason Mayeres, who is somebody else who's going to have a big future in the party. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay, okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better. Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera by offering free shipping for a limited time. Visit SimplySafe.com today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, the Democrats are explaining their defeat in terms of something the Republicans did, which was to exploit racism, to exploit bigotry, to appeal to the worst instincts of Americans. That's the Democratic version. Listen to what Kristen Powers and Breonna Keeler said about what happened in this most recent set of elections that surprised so many people, particularly the tied race in New Jersey. This is what they had to say on CNN, clip 13.
There was all of this, you know, talking about critical race theory and representing it as if it was happening in elementary school, which of course is not even being taught there, but there were a lot of these hot button cultural issues, I think, that Youngkin was really able to use to his advantage. I don't think that that's right, because I think it was misrepresented, but this is now, I think, also the Republican playbook is to use these issues to scare people, basically, a feeling out of control, you know, that everything's out of control with their children and they need to be protected from these people with this demagogue and this agenda, right?
Yeah, sure. Let's be clear. Some of it was dog whistle.
Yeah.
Right? Some of it was dog whistle racism.
1,000%.
Okay. Was that the case with all of the craziness that has been going on in our schools? I mean, the craziness about trying to encourage elementary school students to think about choosing which gender they're going to determine? And that became an issue in Virginia because there was a horrible case of a young girl in high school. It's a real case. It wasn't made up. And yes, it happened right in the middle of this election season. In Loudoun County, Virginia, there was a young girl who was raped in the bathroom at her high school. And it was a brutal rape. And the rape was perpetrated by a guy, of course, in a skirt. Now, apparently he was not really a transgendered guy. There is no explanation for why he was wearing a skirt, but he was taking advantage of a new school policy that basically opened bathrooms to whatever gender you identified with. It's controversial. It's not a controversial, it's manufactured. And what happened in that case is the father of the girl who had been abused went to the school board meeting and lost it. He lost his cool and he went on a very menacing and angry rant, which is totally understandable and supportable, about this policy. The idea that this is all critical race theory, it isn't. And the reason I use the America bashing is because if you believe that America bashing doesn't go on in our schools, then why is the situation the way I know I am describing it is accurate, which is that very typical students in our schools would be able to tell you all kinds of terrible things about America and that America is done. And that has characterized America's past, and would probably be extremely hard-pressed to talk about any of the great achievements of this country or its contributions to the rest of the world. Somebody who knows about those things and can answer in that regard is the newly elected Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears. I'll tell you, watch the whole thing. If we could put it on our website, because it's a victory statement and everybody is moved, and she has a beautiful family. She was there with her two daughters and her husband. She and her husband are both Marines, which is why you hear a lot of hoorahs, and they're both very proud of the Marine Corps. She came here at age 6 as an immigrant from Jamaica with her parents. And here is the way that Winsome Sears, the new Lieutenant Governor of the state of Virginia, talked about her family's journey. This is clip 4.
I'm telling you that what you are looking at is the American dream. The American dream. When my father came to this country, August 11th of 1963, he came at the height of the civil rights movement from Jamaica. He came, and I said to him, but it was such a bad time for us. Why did you come? And he said, because America was where the jobs and the opportunities were. And he only came with $1.75. $1.75. Took any job he could find, and he put himself through school and started his American dream. And then, yes, and now he's comfortably retired. And then he came and got me when I was 6 years old. And when I stepped on that Pan Am Boeing 737 and landed at JFK, I landed in a new world. Tell you this. I am not even first generation American. When I joined the Marine Corps, I was still a Jamaican. But this country had done so much for me. I was willing to die for this country. USA!
Okay, it's when you see the tears on faces there being moved, and when she talks about what the Marine Corps meant to her, I mean, this is a voice that is going to get a great deal, I think, of exposure, and needs a great deal of exposure for the new Republican Party that is emerging. And it's not only a new Republican Party that we need. If we're going to have a return to some kind of constructive normalcy in our politics, we definitely need to have some big changes among the Democrats. Joe Scarborough, who is no deeply committed. Yes, he was a Republican congressman once upon a time, but come on, it's Joe Scarborough. He's center-left, not center-right right now. But this is what he said about the Glenn Youngkin victory and the message that it sent. Listen.
Right. It's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Here you have a lot of people saying that, and we need to talk about this around the table a good bit, because the Democrats are going to have to come face-to-face with this issue of wokeism.
They don't know how to talk local.
Not CRT, but right. Wokeism. You have a lot of people saying, oh, he won based on something that's not real, that doesn't exist. CRT or wokeism, or whatever you want to call it, I can tell you. I mean, that's all parents talk. I mean, I've said this on the show before. People said, oh, it's just because they're all racist. No, they're lifelong Democrats. And they're talking about what's going on college campuses. They're talking about what's going on in high schools. They are doing it. People can get mad if they want to.
Right.
They'll shoot me, as Elton John said. I'm only the piano player.
Oh, my God.
But this is what we're hearing all the time, wherever we go, when nobody's watching, when the cameras are off, and when people aren't worried about people calling them bigots. It's just happening. And that played out last night in Virginia.
It did play out last night. So, okay, let's go back.
Oh, yeah, it played out in New Jersey. It played out in Seattle, for goodness sake. Ann Davison, the newly elected city attorney, it's national news. I mean, Republicans are not allowed to win in Seattle, and this was our nominee. A year ago, she was our nominee for lieutenant governor, a Republican nominee. And basically, is she some kind of rip-roaring, hyper-partisan right-winger? Well, that's not the job she was running for. She was running for a job, city attorney, where basically Pete Holmes, the incumbent, had decided, you know, it's not so nice to prosecute people. And look, we have a deep-seated problem in Seattle regarding homelessness, obviously. But part of that is refusing to prosecute people even when they have obviously violated the law. By the way, big news. Remember that school where Broadview Thompson Elementary School, where they have a homeless encampment with 60 tents right next door? And we had given you the news erroneously that they were planning a sweep to clear that camp out. It's now been announced that it's going to be gone in December sometime. Sometime before the new mayor, Doug Harrell, comes into power, who is committed to homeless sweeps, which are deeply needed everywhere, but particularly in Seattle, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.